Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about Alistair Begg tripling down on the sinful advice that he gave to a grandmother to attend a gay wedding. He compromised on gay weddings, and that was a pretty big deal at the time. Evangelical Dark Web broke that story, and there was actually consequences that Alistair Begg faced for his actions in, you know, giving sinful counsel to a grandmother to attend a gay wedding, where she would be giving tacit approval at the very least to something that God calls abominable. So that is not something Christians can do. There's not really a good way to attend a gay wedding unless you're going to cause disruptions to the proceedings by objecting to the entire thing on the grounds that it is sinful. But that's not what she was told to do. She was told to attend and bring a gift, bring a toaster or whatever. So that was bad. Evangelical Dark Web broke that story, and there was actually consequences to Alistair Begg's actions. He got canceled from a, you know, ShepCon, a radio ministry or something else. But now he's tripled down. So he's done a softball interview with the Expositors Collective, which is a very small YouTube channel. Maybe it's a larger podcast. But either way, this was their haymaker as far as platform building goes. And they put a lot of production value into this video clip where Alistair Begg triples down on his sin. So we're going to get into that. But first, I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. Again, like I said, we broke the story. It blew up and there was consequences. So you can support our work over a Patreon-like system. We also have a free newsletter that gives you Christian news in your inbox each and every day. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. So here's the video, and we're going to roll tape. It's at 1.25 speed.
I actually wanted to ask you about the situation, and I don't know if everybody in the room is aware of an incident that occurred maybe a year and a half ago or something like that, where, and you could, if you didn't, wouldn't mind telling us exactly what it was. Yeah. I mean, I know, but obviously you know better. So, but it was a situation where Alistair gave some counsel advice, and then he took a ton of heat for the counsel that he had given. So do you mind sharing that?
I just say this, that I think public perception, I'm not actually, if people said, what do you know about Begg? I don't think compassion is necessarily the first word they would use. I mean, I'm not trying to be unkind to myself, but I think realistically, they might say he's very direct. They might say he's funny. I mean, they could say a bunch of stuff, but I don't think say compassion. So now, in my one attempt at compassion, which I should have known better. I don't do compassion. I do compassion, all hell breaks loose against me. It's like, now the crazy thing about it was, we all get tons of mail from the radio. There's so much mail, and I read tons and tons of it, either in its initial form or whatever. It gets to me, and I received a letter from a grandmother with a picture of her granddaughter. Before I read the letter, I got the picture. I thought it was a joke. A bad joke. Mm-hmm. But it was a girl that had already begun to grow facial hair, mm-hmm. And so she, it was a very sad looking picture. Anyway, so the grandmother writes this letter. I read it. I think Joy was in the room when I read it. I put it down. I said, "This is a fearful thing." And I put it down and I left it. And one day, maybe 3 weeks later, my assistant said, "Are you ever going to reply to that lady's letter?" And I said, "You know, I don't want to get into it. I'm not going to try and write a reply." I said, "Why don't you phone her up?" And so I phoned her up, and in the conversation on the phone, that's how it went. She said, you know, they're going to get married. What do I do? I said, well, you got to talk to your husband. You got to think it out. And then I said to her, does your granddaughter know your views? Oh, yes, she says she knows. Does she know that you're opposed to her lifestyle because of what the Bible says? Oh, yes, she knows that too. And so I said, so she obviously assumes that whatever this event is that there's going to take place, she would assume on the strength of that, that you would not be present. She said, yeah, that's right. I said, so the only way that you could disavow her of that notion would be to be present. I said, because if she knows that you're opposed to that and you show up, she's not going to say, oh, my grandmother came because she has changed her view. She's going to say, my grandmother came because she loves me. Mm-hmm. And I said, you've got to figure that stuff out for yourself. I mean, I'm just saying, and then typical stuff, I said, you know, I'd go, and maybe I'd take her a gift. Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. And this is where Alistair Begg is critically wrong. If the grandmother goes to the wedding, the granddaughter is going to assume that she has in fact changed her views, because she changed her views from being unwilling to go to a gay wedding to now being willing to go to a gay wedding. That is a huge shift in view, actually. That's a huge compromise. Because not only is she going to the wedding, she's bringing a gift, and that is, again, you're bringing a toaster to commemorate what God calls abominable. There's not a good way to do that. And the whole point of bringing a wedding gift is to give someone like a gift that, you know, like a, you know, maybe they, you know, they're starting a life together and you're giving them something to help them start their life together, like a toaster. So, you know, that they otherwise would have to go and buy on their own. So you're trying to give them a head start in wedding gifts. That's what wedding gifts are, or hope chest or whatever. It's a head start on all the stuff that you would need to have your own household. And that is what you would be doing by bringing a wedding gift, and that's sinful. And this is even worse than Russell Moore, who said, I wouldn't attend the wedding, but I might attend the ceremony. And that was sinful also. That he got ridiculed for that too. But Alistair Begg is actually far worse in his advice, because he's advising, you know, sit in the ceremonies, watch the disgusting behavior, and you know, give approval, you know, don't object to this, to the ceremonies. So the granddaughter is going to assume that she's winning over her grandmother to her view instead of the other way around. It does not encourage repentance, and there's nothing compassionate about it. There's nothing compassionate about attending the gay wedding. There's nothing compassionate about doing that. It's just compromising behavior. And that's what Alistair Begg fails to realize. And frankly, it's so obvious.
Was it? Okay. Well, that's done. But then I did the book, the Christian Manifesto. And Lapine, who's our radio host guy, interviews me for the book. And he asked me about forgiving those with whom we disagree. He said, you know, all this stuff about loving people that you don't like and you don't like them, although you have to love them because you don't like the way they undermine God's purposes for life and for everything. There was no mention in that conversation about homosexuality, but he says, do you have an illustration? Mm. And that's where it went wrong. Because I said, I told him the story about the grandmother. Mm. Well, that went out and was carried on these stations until some enterprising soul found it in his basement with a microphone and a cell phone. And I don't know who the person is. I haven't a clue, but the headline that he created was Alistair Begg endorses gay marriage. Oh, my word. So that's what that.
So this is a very dishonest framing of what happened. I'm going to let him finish this next sentence, though.
That's what then went out in social media. Begg endorses gay marriage. Well, I had just finished doing Jude, for crying out loud.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So this is Alistair Begg playing the victim, but he's lying while doing it. This is not how the story blew up. I blew the story up. I broke it, 7 o'clock on, let me check the date, January 17th, 2024, 7 o'clock, I published a story. It blew up. By the time I was awake to actually see the consequences, it was blowing up. This was getting out there. And the headline was, Alistair Begg compromises on gay weddings, not gay marriage. There was a distinction. The story was salacious enough that we did not have to lie or embellish what his compromise was. His compromise was on gay weddings, not gay marriage, not marriage between a man and a woman. That wasn't his compromise. The compromise was he was giving sinful counsel to a grandmother to attend a gay wedding. And, you know, another thing to point out, you know, grandmothers should not be on the front lines of culture wars. So she should not be she shouldn't be forced into that situation. So with that said, that's what Alistair Begg's headline was. That is how the story was framed when it blew up. Because again, I'm the one who blew it up. And yes, I am recording this in my basement. I'm not using a cell phone camera, though. I'm just using your basic webcam, like nothing special here. And then, yeah, I've since upgraded my microphone. But, you know, other than that, we have a low production value set up here in the basement, you know, because it's the only place in my house I can actually do a recording. And yeah, we blew the story up and I have no regrets about that. Alistair Begg, you know, he suffered some consequences for this and, you know, deservedly so. But, you know, the Gospel Coalition said, hey, you can come speak with us and stuff like that. So, and then this guy is like, hey, I'd love to give you a softball interview to talk about your compassion. But Alistair Begg is lying here about what happened. He's making it seem worse than it actually was. You know, that, you know, the people were out to get him. He's playing the victim because he was caught in sinful behavior and did not want to repent of it.
And I had done Romans chapter 1 in the previous months as well. I thought I was going to be like torched from another department, but I never thought it would come this way. And so, you know, and even I told my guys on the pastoral team, another day, another time, another question, another person, I might have answered it differently. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a matter of, you know, fundamental doctrine. And what I didn't get into, I didn't answer any of the stuff that came my way. I mean, I had guys that I played golf with, Christian guys, who went on and did, you know, podcasts and throwing me under the bus. Mm. But they never ever picked up the phone. They never ever said, they never verified anything at all. That's distressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind disagreement. That's good. But so, yeah. And then that's what happened. But as far as I'm concerned, you see, whatever that person was doing, whatever the lady is or man or what, goodness yeah. knows, but it wasn't a wedding either.
So the point that he makes about his buddies not picking up the phone, this was public teaching. This was public false teaching that Alistair Begg was doing. And so it required public rebuke, public correction. If there was a rumor that he had spoken these words, that would be different. But it was his voice on the recording. Or was it a video? That part I can't remember. But it was his voice, most certainly his voice. His voice is very unmistakable. And they rebuked him publicly because what he said was wrong and it was sinful counsel. And that was the time to step up. So there's nothing distressing about the actions of these people. If he had a sin issue, like a private sin matter, or it was a rumor that he had said these things, yeah, then going to the phone would be the step to have done. But this was public teaching that he didn't dispute.
See, the people wrote to me and said, well, you besmirched a wedding. That is not a wedding. A wedding is a monogamous relationship between a man and a woman for life. And anything other than that, you can call it whatever you want, but it ain't what it is.
Yeah.
And so that's why I didn't feel bad about that either. Whatever you're going to, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
So he's basically saying it's not a wedding, even though it is a wedding. It might not be a marriage, but it is a wedding ceremony. So why would you do that? Why would you do that? You know, why would a Christian go to the Muslim pilgrimage? Why would they do that? Is there any reason to do that? The answer is no. So I don't get what he's trying to use a fig leaf here that, you know, I'm really standing strong for the sanctity of marriage. And that's not that wasn't the compromise. The compromise was on, you know, tacit affirmation of a gay wedding and sending a grandmother to the front lines of a cultural battle.
And so there was a call for you to repent.
Yeah.
And I actually appreciated your response. Could you share with us your response?
It was a kind of Christian response, like get lost. I tell you, I do a lot of repenting.
Yeah.
I mean, I repent for a bad attitude or an unkindness or whatever it might be, but I'm not going to repent for giving somebody a compassionate encouragement in relationship to. And what's been fascinating is that everywhere I've gone since, there are people who come to me. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be upfront, but they're dealing with circumstances like this, and they just are overwhelmed. So mm-hmm. Now, they get it. I mean, the people at one of the radio networks, we're still not back on that. We probably never will be.
Yeah.
But so far we're still on the Calvary satellite.
And you know what? I think you did a great job at compassion.
Wow, thank you.
So keep it up. Okay.
So yeah, actually, so this clip came from Expositors Collective, very small YouTube channel, and maybe it's a larger podcast, but they managed to get this, and they put a lot of production value into this clip, and the YouTube video itself had like 93 views when I checked it a minute ago, after one day. So this was something they touted on social media, got a lot of views on the Twitter sphere, but you know, on the YouTube sphere, didn't do any numbers for this channel. Which I found pretty interesting. So they didn't actually bait themselves. They didn't actually use this as a bait to get people to watch the whole context. Because at the end of the day, this was all people wanted to hear. If Alistair Begg was not actually repentant on this issue, what was the point in listening to that? And let's kind of work our way backwards towards the end there. They talk about compassion. No, what he did was not modeling Jesus' compassion at all. The Bible talks a lot about Jesus showing compassion for the people that he's with. And, you know, at no point does he partake in a sinful ceremony when he's showing compassion. It might be that he feeds people. It might be that he sticks around a little bit longer or whatever. But he's not giving a toaster to help an abominable union get a head start in their new life together. That's not what Jesus does to show compassion. So There's no Jesus model for what Alistair Begg was counseling to do. And then, again, this was their haymaker to make it big in the podcast world. And it was, again, sinful. There was nothing compassionate about what he did. And ultimately, this issue is, I'm not going to, the solution is simple. Like, we all know you can't go to that wedding. Now, that might be harder for some people than for others. I'm not saying it's easy, but it is simple. So that's often how doing the right thing is. You know what it is. And the only reason you're wrestling with it is because you're looking for a way out of doing the right thing. So Alistair Begg was there to give that way out. And he's still not repentant of it. He has tripled down, and you hate to see that. So that's all I got for today. My name is Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.